The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up anything that you like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. So we kind of digressed for an hour there into a topic about violence and the state and the use of violence versus not versus peace. And if you want to review that, check it out later on in our podcast on the archives at freetalklive.com. To come back around to where we were earlier in the show, because I think it's an interesting topic. A 15-year-old young man who has started his own business using money that he earned from investing in Bitcoin 2 years ago. So back in 2012, I think, what was it, like $6 in the summertime of 2012 or something like that?
Sounds about right, yeah.
He invested $1,000 that he got from his grandmother in Bitcoin, and he cashed out at least $100,000 worth of his Bitcoin and started up his own website, which you've actually been poking around on. It's called Botangle. Daryl, you've been poking on the site,
yes,
kind of to get a feel for what it's like and how many people are using it. You said people have been signing up during the show tonight.
There have been, since the beginning of the show, there have been 13 people who have signed up. They've got their user statistics,
yeah,
of how many people are members and how many people are online.
Oh,
and at the beginning of the show, there was 1,085 members. Now there's 1,098.
This site just started in May, actually, and I don't know when.
It's still in beta.
Still in beta. The article we're reading at Mashable.com says that he only had 100 users. So he's had 10 times the signups than what he had in 3 days. This article's only been out for 3 days. So it sounds like he's been having some tremendous growth as a result of this,
yes,
media coverage. So it's a neat story because he's 15, and you don't often hear about young people being entrepreneurial. And the reason for that is because they're not encouraged to be. The government school system doesn't have an entrepreneur's class. At least it didn't have it in any school I ever went to. There was a math class 1 year where they taught us how to write checks. But
there was a thing that started up, I think it was either my junior or senior year, that was called SIFE.
What's
Students
that?
In Free Enterprise.
Oh.
And
was it
an
after-school thing, or was it a class which you
got credit
for? No,
it wasn't a class. It was one of these groups that you could belong
like
to.
Like a key club or whatever.
I don't know what Key Club is.
I don't either. I just know that there was one at the high school I went to.
But yeah, so it was one of the extracurricular things. And they would encourage people to sort of do small businessy sort of stuff and teach them how to do business.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea for younger people, because usually they have really highly functioning creativity skills. And
sure, they haven't been completely beaten down by society.
Right. You don't have to be a prodigy to be able to think of a great idea. And, I think it was
but
kind
you
of...
you do have to have an environment in which that's encouraged and where you can act on that idea.
Oh, certainly. And
right.
I think it was kind of, I don't know, I thought it was kind of funny that he said the schools in his area were limited.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that most schools are limited
he doesn't know that because he's probably not been outside of his area too much.
Right, but it's just a general idea. Like, the curriculum that schools use generally don't involve things like free enterprise or, like, teaching you how to be an entrepreneur.
Right. Those curricula you were talking about, or the group that you were discussing, Daryl, would it bring in business people, or was it relying on teachers to teach you entrepreneurialism?
I don't remember, because that was nearly 20 years ago. I just remember that there was a thing, and I remember what it was called.
But generally, this isn't something that's encouraged as part of official school curriculum. This isn't there's no class
right.
on entrepreneurialism in general in most places. The government school system, you go and you look at the history of the government school system. You look at the Prussian model, which John Taylor Gatto talks about. He was this teacher of the year for New York State. He's come out against the government school system. And he talks about how the government school system has always, from day one, been about creating a worker drone who does not question authority, who does not question his circumstances in life, does not question the idea that you're supposed to go to school, go to college, go get a job, work the career for, you know, 40 years and then retire at age 65. No, you're not supposed to question these things. And then you're supposed to call that happiness. Oh, and along the way, have some sex and have some children so they can start the whole process over again and you can make money for some big corporation.
Is this somewhere the idea of, like, civic duty that they're trying to impose on people?
Somewhat, yeah. I don't know what they would call it, but it seems like it's the common narrative, right? Like, that's what people are expected to do. You go to college, you get married, you have kids, you retire, and everything's happily ever after. So, back to the story here about Mr. Finman, because he's breaking out of this mold. He, at age 15, I don't even know if he's going to government school at this point. He certainly sounded like he was disappointed with it, if he is. He says he typically pays his employees, this is again the 15-year-old boss of Boatangle.com, pays his employees in Bitcoin. He says, I'm sharing the wealth of Bitcoin because I have no doubt it'll be huger, he says, than anyone can imagine right now. Bitcoin is like the internet in the 90s.
That's true. It's just waiting for the right moment to take off.
But employees can choose what they want to charge for their lessons by the hour. Again, the site is about hooking up students with people who are willing to teach them. So, like, you know, you can have a French class that's actually instructed by someone in Paris, for instance. So,
and that's the one thing that I was not able to find that I was actually looking for on the site. Mm-hmm. Is to determine what the rates were, if there were set rates, if it was all volunteer, if the instructors got to set the rates.
They set. They choose.
And
what
I
they
could
want.
Not find that. I clicked the link because I went to the sign-up form to, you know, go through the process of being an expert. I never filled it out, but down at the bottom there was a box for I have read the terms of use and privacy policy. I clicked on it and it went to a 404 error.
Oh, no, it is a beta site, so
so I couldn't actually read the terms of use and the privacy policy to find out, you know, what sort of commission he gets, you know, because I am genuinely curious about this.
This information happens to be in the next paragraph in the story. But in the case of the broken website, I'm sure they'd appreciate if you send them an email.
They do have a thing for bug reports, so I'll do that later.
Employees can choose what they want to charge for their lessons by the hour or by the minute. Finman currently earns 30% of that, but says he'll be dropping his take to 15% of a royalty, or 15% royalty in the Boatangle 2.0 update. Finman may be young, but he's had teaching and technology on the brain for years. In fact, he started teaching older kids in his neighborhood about robotics when he was 9. He's been continuing his education through his own site as well, taking advantage of programming courses to complement the classes he's enrolled in at his local community college. He says, I plan to talk to them about providing an online learning system for their college. Although he's clearly passionate about bringing education to more people through the internet, he doesn't have plans to get a college degree of his own. The higher schooler most recently switched to homeschooling to focus on Boatangle. Good for him. And he says, I actually have a deal with my parents that if I make $1 million before I turn 18, I don't have to go to college. I'm going to do it or die trying.
Well, that's great for him. But, I mean, it's great that he's trying to further his education, even if he's not going to college. But still, are these classes a viable option for people who want to get something similar to a degree? I mean, is it accredited?
It's not accredited.
It's just and for learning.
To become accredited, there are so many hoops and hurdles that you have to jump through. You have to bend down and suck on the almighty teat of the government and say, what do you want me to do, master? And then they tell you how you have to teach your classes and all kinds of other things. Mm. And I've spoken with a teacher who is on one of these accreditation boards, and she told me that the entire thing is a scam. And she's on a board that does accreditations.
Well, I mean, it does kind of seem like most college degrees are really just there to show that, like, you have the commitment to stick to college for so many years.
what is that even worth? I mean, okay, you've managed to stay sober enough to get through college for 4 years. Congratulations. Here's a piece of paper. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. The Silk Road update still to come. This is Free Talk Live.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
This is the Central Scrutinizer.
I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by ProXPN. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Ellen,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com every day to get the uncovered secrets and expose lies at freedomsphoenix.com. The detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com. They've got up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com, get their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So we've talked about the entrepreneur here, this 15-year-old who started his own business after having made it with the Bitcoin world. Now, he's doing the kind of legit business idea where he's able to advertise openly and he's not selling illegal drugs, which is one of the other things that some people have done entrepreneurially online with Bitcoin. They've set up these websites like the Silk Road. The Silk Road was the first and most notable of these sites, or the first most notable site. There may have been some sort of predecessor to the Silk Road, but it didn't make the same splash. Silk Road was a way for people to buy and sell drugs and other products and services online. There were only a certain few categories that were prohibited from sale.
I don't think there were too many services that were actually offered just because of the nature of how things were being delivered. I think it was more goods.
There was like the service of you could turn Bitcoin into cash or whatever, that kind of service.
I'd still consider that to be a good.
True.
That is being sold.
Fair enough.
When I think of service, I think, you know, plumbing, oil change.
Yeah, you couldn't get those.
You know, and when people think of black market services, of course, prostitution.
Yeah, you don't do that.
But you can't really mail a prostitute.
Or can you?
But it wouldn't be very
pretty. No, you're not allowed to ship humans. Well, not live humans, anyway.
Well, they may not be live by the time the...
You're allowed to
choose yourself. Well, you would have to poke holes in the box to keep them alive and notify them that it's a living being.
I mean, what if they're voluntarily
going? If you're shipping a dog or a cat or a bird, then they have to be in a crate where you can actually see.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, you could just drive a car there. I mean, that's also an option.
So, no, prostitutes not on the list of options at Silk Road. But it is interesting to look into what happened with the Silk Road and what has happened since the Silk Road was raided. The site was taken down in October of last year. If you've listened to Free Talk Live for a while, you know the story. Ross Ulbricht is the man they're targeting and accusing him of being the operator of the Silk Road. The operator was known publicly as Dread Pirate Roberts. Nobody knew anything else about him or her. Now, the feds are saying it was this guy, Ross Ulbricht. He has not yet been proven to be the Dread Pirate Roberts in a court. He's been sitting in prison waiting for his day in court. You can go to freeross.org to help him out. Actually, his family needs help raising money for the defense attorneys that they're paying, who is like a Guantanamo Bay expert kind of defense attorney. This guy apparently is fairly, you know, noteworthy. And so there was a situation where the feds had seized Bitcoin, a whole lot of Bitcoin, from both Ross and the website.
144,000 Bitcoin from Ross, 29,656.5130652 Bitcoin from the Silk Road.
That was 29,000 something bitcoins at what, around 600 a bitcoin? That's not a small
They're calling
amount.
It $18 million worth of Bitcoin,
so,
roughly.
It is questionable that this man was actually the Dread Pirate Roberts, but I mean, maybe he was targeted specifically because he owned so many Bitcoin. I mean, if you have control of a decent chunk of Bitcoin like that, you can actually have an effect on the market price.
Right. It'll be interesting to find out what the story is, what the defense has to say for Ross, because a lot of that is under wraps at the moment. But apparently the feds are looking to auction some of that Bitcoin off.
Yes, the 29,656, we'll call it 0.5 Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Marshals made an announcement yesterday, and after the announcement, the price of Bitcoin has gone down,
mm-hmm.
and there's speculation that the price is going to continue going down until the auction, just to lower the amount of money that the feds get from the auction.
Oh, so this is in response to the Fed selling it and not...
Right.
Okay, That makes sense. I'm just surprised that they're actually auctioning them off, because usually, like, if there's a crime scene and they collect evidence, like, the police will hang on to that. They're not going to auction. Like, if the policemen go and, like, raid some drug lord's house and they find, like, $100,000 in cash, they're not going to auction that off.
Well, obviously not, but they want to turn the Bitcoin into cash.
Right.
Because they don't understand Bitcoin, likely, and they don't see any value in holding on to it. That would be my guess. Now, the idea that the market is somehow on its own volition setting the price lower in anticipation of the federal sale seems pretty speculative to me.
It's definitely speculation, but it's speculation
it's
that I have seen from several different people.
Huh.
And
now, when is the auction?
It sounds plausible. The auction is June 27th from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m., and if one wishes to be a bidder, they can start registering as a bidder on Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I have no interest in being a bidder.
Well, it also requires that you put in a refundable deposit of $200,000.
Whoa!
That's basically so that they know
so they
that
know if you're
you'll pay
yeah.
for
oh, so
what
want,
you're bidding.
So they want to auction it all at once, is what you're saying.
What they're doing is they're going to have 9 blocks of 3,000.
Okay.
So they're trying to make it, you know, chunks of 3,000. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other chunk is 2,656.513 something something.
See, this is just like, it's really irritating to me that they're using Bitcoin against the people who use it. Like, Bitcoin is made specifically to be used anonymously, and, like, it's a nonviolent, it doesn't go towards, like, funding aggression, but since they've taken this Bitcoin and now they're, like, getting funds out of it, it's being used to their advantage, and,
right.
like, that just goes against the entire purpose of using it.
Well, Bitcoin certainly could be argued to have the purpose of undermining the state. There's no doubt about it. But there's no reason why the state can't they can't use Bitcoin. They can't embrace it, accept it, trade in it. They're just, you know, obviously reticent to change being the state. I mean, that's right there in their the name of them, the state. They don't change.
Right.
So I would not bid on this if I had the money to bid on it because I would feel dirty. I would feel bad accepting Bitcoin. Even if you got a real great price on it, it would feel bad to me.
Well, what I'm hoping, and I don't know if anybody plans to do this, but what I'm hoping is that some people that are supportive of Ross wind up winning these auctions and holding the Bitcoin until he gets out and then returning the Bitcoin to him. Or hopefully,
it presumes he was the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right. Well, you know, they were taken from him or from his
from the
control.
Website. The ones they're auctioning were the ones that were taken from the website, correct?
Right. The website that
personal.
They say that he had control of. So,
right.
You know,
they haven't
he certainly, you know, allegedly had control of.
Who's going to swallow that much cost, though? That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I wonder if they're going to keep the bidders anonymous as well.
And I don't know, but there's, you know, an article here from USA Today that I definitely want to get into.
Okay, we can share more on this here in moments. Also, there's a study that says the Silk Road has reduced drug trade violence. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got time for you with your thoughts on the Silk Road, the dark web, or whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
By dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features that we share with you there, archives that go back for years, all free at freetalklive.com. Coming up July 19th and 20th, we're not quite 5 weeks, it's about 5 weeks out from that. It's the North American Bitcoin Conference, happening in Chicago this time at the McCormick Place South Building. Speakers are going to be all over the map from the Liberty community, including Kathy Reisenwitz, as well as Roger Ver and Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, as well as others from, plus Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, plus people from the Bitcoin community. And of course, there's a huge level of crossover between both of those worlds, as you probably know. Folks like Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin, Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet, Jeff, and Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, and more. Go to btcchicago.com. This is apparently the first ever Bitcoin conference to take place in the Midwest. This is your opportunity to come meet the movers and the shakers in the business, whether you're brand new to Bitcoin or you are an old fan of it and a longtime investor. This is going to be the place to be, the North American Bitcoin Conference in Chicago, July 19th and 20th. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live in person, so we look forward to seeing you. BTCChicago.com. You can, of course, pay in Bitcoin at btcchicago.com.
We're talking Silk Road, and we're going to get back on that here in a moment. We've got Nathan first in Texas on Skype. Nathan, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I don't know if Rich Paul is still listening, but I wanted to
share. No, he's in jail.
Oh, right. Sorry. Well, I don't know. Do they,
it could be possible if someone would put an FM transmitter on the air in the vicinity of the jail, if he then had an FM receiver, which you can get in jail here in Cheshire County. You have to pay quite a bit for one. But
most jails allow you to purchase radios from commissary.
At quite an inflated price. This one was like $40 for the crappiest Sony.
Oh, yeah, for one that you would get for $5 at Dollar General.
If that, yeah.
Well, and we can't have prisoners listening to the FM radio while they're in jail.
Well, most of them have them. Like, they're fairly common. Like, people are willing to pay the money to have that entertainment while they're in there. So, yeah, if you could get an FM transmitter on the air nearby the jail that could penetrate into the walls of the facility, then everybody in the jail could listen to Free Talk Live, which I think is a fine idea. You should move here and do that.
That's an enterprising opportunity for some.
Yeah, well, you won't make any money at it, but it's an opportunity.
So what surprised me, I guess, when I did the research about, the right to the duty to protect and the obligation to obey, I was surprised how often the courts just straight up said, nope, there's no obligation to protect you.
What did we tell you? Over and over again, they have made that ruling. Yep. It's very consistent.
And with the jury nullification thing, I was also somewhat surprised because I thought it would go the other way, that it seemed like they would just disallow it right away and it would be incontrovertible that it would not be allowed. But not only does it have this long tradition in British and English common law, but there is actually this Fourth Circuit decision I looked up here from 1969 called U.S. v. Moylan, where the judges in effect said, yep, jury nullification is okay. They say, quote, we recognize as appellants urge the undisputed power of the jury to acquit, even if its verdict is contrary to the law as given by the judge and contrary to the evidence.
Well, by definition, wouldn't they have to, accept jury nullification? Like, that would kind of defeat the purpose of having juries if they said that, you know, jury nullification was not an acceptable rule.
Well, I think what's not being really said here in the two cases I've looked up, like there's another case here in the D.C. Court of Appeals. I think the kind of unspoken thing is that the jurors can't be punished for the verdict that they return. And in fact, I'm looking at a Fox News article, too, that talks about William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania. Apparently, jury nullification was first used in his case where he was accused of, you know, worshiping the wrong religion, I guess as a Quaker in England that wasn't approved of.
Mm-hmm.
And at his trial, it says here that the judge threw the jurors under shackles when they refused to convict him of, you know, worshiping a different religion. So I guess for jury nullification to really make sense, that would have to really be the crux of it, that jurors, they can return whatever verdict they want and, the, you know, they can't punish them.
Right. In the United States, there is no criminal liability for a jury returning a quote-unquote wrong verdict. But I have seen video and heard stories of judges verbally berating jurors for returning what the judge thought was a wrong verdict.
Mm. And we've definitely seen judges give wrong jury instructions and misleading jury instructions with the intention of intimidating jurors into not believing that they have the right to nullify.
Right.
Well, that might have its origin in these cases, too, because they also in the same paragraph basically say that, you know, the judge is not, you know, the judge has no legal obligation to explain it. And I think there might even be one of these cases where they actually said you can actually just disallow its mention completely. So they seem to be taking the stance that it's OK because we don't really want to lock jurors in jail. But, you know, don't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely off the table in most jurisdictions for discussion. That is not an option. They want to do everything they can to keep jury nullification information out of people's hands in most places. In Orlando, the main guy out there who was promoting the Fully Informed Jury Association, Julian Heichlin, was arrested for distributing jury flyers outside of the courthouse, as was Mark Schmitter, who is a guy in his early 60s who was also arrested. Both of these guys were put in jail for a number of months where they sat.
And what were they convicted for?
Jury tampering, I think.
They were charged with jury tampering. I don't remember if they were actually convicted of jury tampering.
Schmitter was in jail for like 6 months, I think. And I know that I think it was Heiklin who managed to kind of get out on bail somehow. And then he skipped the country. He went to Israel, I think.
I was going to say, isn't contempt a kind of catch-all for when they don't have anything else?
Yes. Contempt is a charge where it doesn't even actually exist in legislation. It wasn't created by the state representatives.
It's a common law power of the court.
Yes, it's an inherent power of the court, which basically means there's no check and balance on it whatsoever, that the court judges can just wave their magic wand and cast contempt on you, and basically there's nothing that you can do about it except go sit time in a prison cell. And there's different types of contempt. There's direct contempt, indirect contempt. And I think there's like criminal and there may be a civil contempt. I don't know all like four or whatever different types. But the basic difference between direct and indirect contempt, as I understand it, and please correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, is that direct contempt is something that happens within the judge's sight. If you're in the courtroom and the man in the robe is there and you do something that he tells you not to do, or you do something he then tells you not to do it again and you do it again, he'll hit you with a direct contempt charge. And I think it's direct criminal contempt. And if you are not in the courtroom, if the judge orders you to do something, maybe it's pay a fine, maybe it's, you know, stay away from somebody, maybe it's whatever it is that the judge has ordered, bail conditions, for instance, anytime you violate a judge's order outside of the purview of the judge's immediate vicinity.
Judge writes an order, not directed to you, but just writes a general order.
That's true. Applying
that
to the courthouse.
You don't know about. And you violate that,
well,
then
the
you are guilty
no
of contempt.
What was that, Ellen?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, so they say.
So they say, and it's a convenient thing for them to say to have the excuse to arrest you and put you in a cage. So that's kind of the difference between direct and indirect contempt. Anything else you want to share tonight, Nathan?
Just that I'm curious, if you're, you know, just hypothetically, if you're in that jury room and you explain to the other jurors, just in a, you know, typical case, yes, there's this case, yes, nullification exists, yes, you can't be punished for it. I wonder what proportion of juries or jurors would actually, you know, be affected by that and believe you, as opposed to the ones who would either not believe you or convict anyway, just because that, you know, the person is a bad person.
Well, I'm sure they would believe you. Like,
that's just some
it's quite believable, but I think when people go into, if you're called in for jury duty, I think you go in with the mindset that, like, okay, I've got to do the right thing here. And some people don't know exactly what that is.
Well, to them, to a lot of people, the right thing is to do whatever they're told by the men in the suits.
And a lot of people would say that that's just some conspiracy theory stuff that, oh, well, that may have happened once in the past, but not anymore.
Hey, thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Also, with the folks over at the Fully Informed Jury Association, they're very wary of using the term nullification and getting explicit when you're on the inside of a jury. So you got to be careful with that in a lot of places. We're coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste, and safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. We invite you to bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about the amazing world of Bitcoin, which spans, it's quite a world. It spans all the way from the realm of the entrepreneurial, open, kind of public website to accepting Bitcoin, to the merchants in physical reality accepting Bitcoin for their products and services, as well as the dark web, as it is called, the underground, and the Silk Road, and other websites like it that have been accepting Bitcoin, where sellers are selling drugs and fake IDs and other interesting things that are normally kind of hard to acquire or yes, risky to acquire. And, in fact, there's another story that we're probably not going to have time to get to tonight about how the Silk Road, there's a study that claims that the Silk Road has actually reduced drug trade violence because it's safer to buy from an anonymous person online than to buy from a shifty person in a back alley or in a parking lot somewhere.
Oh, yes, that's certainly true.
Yeah, so
it's unfortunate that most of the things sold on the black market are the most fun.
That's just life. Expresscoin.com is where you can go now to get your bitcoins for cash. It used to be Cash Into Coins. You remember them. Now they're Expresscoin.com. In fact, you can get bitcoins or Dogecoin from Expresscoin.com. More easy, so fast, much legal, wow, inexpensive. Expresscoin is still priding themselves on their customer service. It's still the same great team that you might have been used to from Cash Into Coins. If you ever needed customer service, you got to know them. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Start off at Expresscoin.com and get it done. In fact, you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at Expresscoin.com. So, Daryl, we were talking about the Silk Road and the approximately 17 plus $18 million worth of Bitcoin that the feds seized from the Silk Road, this underground yes, website, and they're now getting ready to auction that money away.
Yes. And USA Today, I guess because a lot of people aren't familiar with Bitcoin. They do what I am calling sort of an elementary school description of Bitcoin.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that, you know, people that listen to this show, unless they listen all the time, they might not be familiar with Bitcoin either. So I'm just going to read USA Today's description of Bitcoin. Bitcoins are an unregulated online currency that are not backed by gold, silver, or any other commodity.
Oh my goodness. That sounds terrible.
It does sound dangerous, doesn't it?
Well, the U.S. dollar isn't backed by gold, silver, or any other commodity.
But the U.S. dollar is regulated.
Unless you count the quote-unquote full faith and credit and United States military as being a thing of value backing the U.S. dollar.
Well, there are people who do consider it that. I don't.
Because they, being bitcoins, do not generally exist in the real world, what is actually being auctioned are sets of numbers that have been entered into an online public ledger. The sale will take place June 27th.
That makes it sound so simple, like much more simple than it actually is. Sets of numbers?
It's just sets of numbers that have been entered into a public ledger.
Well, that's hardly an explanation. I feel like they should at least give Bitcoin a little bit more credit. I mean,
like, tell people what it's actually worth or explain
the popularity. Well, it does say that the auction of roughly $18 million worth of virtual money for cold, hard cash is taking place later this month.
True, but then that would require someone to do the division, right, to actually find out what a Bitcoin's worth?
Right.
Yeah. And USA Today readers are going to do that.
Says that federal agents arrested Ulbrich on October 1st in the science fiction section of the Glen Park branch of the San Francisco Public Library.
They claim he was logged into the site.
He was charged with drug trafficking, money laundering, and computer hacking. Is being held without bail in New York. And the one charge that the feds have not charged him with, that they alleged when they picked him up, apparently he is being charged in Maryland for the supposed murder for hire.
They did bring those charges finally? Because
I don't think it's the federal government. It says he is charged separately in Maryland in connection with a murder for hire plot.
Oh, man. I was hoping that they wouldn't charge him with that. That's unfortunate. Because for a little while, it looked like they were only going to charge him with the money laundering and drug dealing and those things, computer hacking.
So based on my reading of this and knowing, you know, some of the facts of what's happening, it seems as though that is not a federal charge, that it's a state-level charge in Maryland.
Interesting. I wonder if that was where the alleged target was supposed to be.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah. Huh. Well, by the way, it's worth noting that Porcupine Freedom Festival will be featuring Ross Ulbricht's mother, Lynn.
Yes.
She's going to be one of the keynote. I don't know if it's keynote, but she's going to be one of the key speakers that will be speaking at Porcfest. At least one of the ones I'm interested in seeing. I had a chance to meet her at the Austin, the Texas Bitcoin Conference that happened earlier this year. Really nice lady. Unfortunately, she talked to me after we'd already booked some guests for the show, and I just wasn't able to work her in. I didn't want to boot somebody else off just to put her on. So it'll be great to actually have an opportunity to have her in person talking about what's going on with her son and get the kind of the inside scoop of what's been happening with the case recently, because I haven't heard very much recently. I don't know about you.
Right. Is she going to be staying at Porcfest for several days, or
do you know
when she's giving the speech?
She's speaking on Saturday, I believe.
Okay, so odds are good. She'll probably be there for a day or two, but I don't expect you're going to see her much more than that.
Well, as long as I get to hear at least some of what she has to say.
And, of course, you can go to freeross.org to contribute to her and the family in helping Ross get through this thing. Because maybe he wasn't Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right.
Maybe he's a patsy. You know, maybe Dread Pirate Roberts, maybe he was working with Dread Pirate Roberts. Maybe he did have some role in the site, but he wasn't actually the head man, or maybe he was essentially the front man for the head man. Who knows what the real story is behind the Silk Road?
And the article does mention that there is still a dispute over roughly 144,000 bitcoins that were owned supposedly by Ross Ulbrich. And another story that I read said that he is claiming in court papers that those Bitcoin are not subject to civil asset forfeiture rules.
That's correct. And I haven't heard an update on that case. His attorney did file a motion on that, and it feels like it's been a couple months now since that motion, maybe even 3 months since that motion was filed.
So and then there was also, I believe, a motion to say that the money laundering charge should be dropped, since the IRS is saying that Bitcoin isn't money.
It's property.
It's so property.
Is it possible that he could hang on to his Bitcoin then?
I don't know how likely, but it's possible.
I mean, that would be pretty great for him if he can, you know, get out of jail at some point and still have Bitcoin.
I think that's why the U.S. Marshals are not auctioning off the 144,000 is because there is the dispute over whether or not,
right, he's not
those are able to be seized.
If he wasn't the Dread Pirate Roberts, then he was just somebody who happened to have a lot of Bitcoin. And
right.
Or, you know, how he got those. Maybe he spent $50 5 years ago and bought some Bitcoin, and now it's worth $50 million or $80 million or however much he's got. I don't remember. Was it $144,000 or something like that?
$144,000.
So right. It would be difficult to prove how he got those. But still, it does look suspicious to people when you have hundreds of Bitcoin and, you know, you're somehow associated with the Silk Road.
If his, if the story of the feds is to be believed, and their story is they found him in the library,
right?
He was on the Silk Road, logged into what they call the mastermind account.
It's all coincidental, but still, I feel like they could just use these random instances that like kind of line up coincidentally to convict him. Like even if it's not solid proof.
They certainly can. That's the purview of the federal government. They have their ways.
And when the Silk Road was taken down, there were nearly 1 million customers. The site done $1.2 billion in sales.
2 years. That's how
and
long it took.
Ulbrich was alleged to have collected commissions worth roughly $80 million.
Not too shabby. But he was living in an apartment with other people.
Yes.
I mean, why? Why would you do that? I mean, if
you gotta stay low on the radar.
That's an argument.
You don't stay rich by spending all your money.
That's an argument, but I'm sorry. It doesn't cost you that much money to have your own place where you don't have a bunch of people nosing around in your business
right.
who might find something out about you or ask questions about why you don't go to work
but
or whatever.
But this is like the same mistake that drug dealers make. Like, maybe you live in a really terrible apartment complex, but you have, like, this super nice $40,000 car.
Sure.
It's like the IRS is going to come snooping around at some point. Like, where's all this funding
coming
from?
Yeah, but the IRS won't come snooping around if you're renting a house. They don't know you're renting a house. They don't know where you're renting a house. I mean, you can go and get a house, no problem, and have a little bit of space between you and your neighbors. It just doesn't add up.
Have you ever been to San Francisco?
There are no houses where there's any space. Good
you
point.
Don't have space.
Okay.
Like the only spots in San Francisco where you have space are not in San Francisco.
You could at the very least rent the entire townhouse in which you live and not have roommates living with you.
True.
If you've got $80 million, it's not a big deal to spend an extra $1,000 a month on a place in San Francisco. All right, out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check out Ellen at ALPShow.com, Daryl at FPP.cc. We'll see you tomorrow at FreeTalkLive.com.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $219 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is
the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.